So, yeah, D-Star's okay. DMR is another story.
Yeah, and C4FM, if you clip 1 or 3, 1 to 2, 3, 4 milliseconds, nobody cares, you know what I mean? Anyway, I'll give it a try. I searched and did not see an RF sensing switch. Just did not see it. I spent a couple of hours searching the internet looking for one and did not see it. It's a very simple device where you go through a voltage doubler and that turns on a transistor which triggers a pair of relays. And that's really all it is. And you can use solid-state relays and make it fast. That's an option. You're still always going to clip, though. You know, RF sensing switch has its limitations. It's better if you could have a signal that tells you when to when you're in transmit mode. Like if you were to take it from one of the LEDs, you know, that red LED that lights up on the DV4 Mini, if you could take that signal and switch it, that would probably be better. But I'm trying to keep this simple. I don't think I'm going to go with the DMR on the DV4 Mini. It's still pretty bad. It sounds pretty bad. I don't usually use it for DMR. I usually just use the repeaters. This way it simplifies the design. If I'm not happy with it, I can always redesign, get rid of the mechanical relays once I get everything in the box and, you know, everything built. That would be relatively simple.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think it'll work. Well, it's low power anyway. You're not talking hundreds of watts. You know, hundreds of watts, you go mechanical relays, but, you know, they still make solid state for those too, but they're a lot of money. I would, you could play around with it, but I still like solid state relays, especially low power. You're not going to really have too much of a problem. My only concern would be with the DV4 Mini, as you know, is the front end of that thing is very, very RF sensitive. So I don't know, you know, you're going to have to probably put the amplifier a little bit away from it.
Well, this will go in a metal box. You need the metal box because there's a 7-watt amplifier that I'm going to buy. You see it advertised on the internet. It comes with a little adjustment to adjust the output or the gain. It would be in a metal box, and it'll be connected by coax. And will have its own little power supply. We'll see. You know, it's always a little tricky getting something to work in UHF. You know, you get oscillations and whatnot, and there's all kinds of magic. Good, both good and bad. So, I'll give it my best shot.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like a good project. Something that'd be worthwhile publishing in QST once you get it working. Yeah, I know, UHF is a little tricky. I had a preamp I was working on, so I spread a coil apart, maybe had to be about a 32nd of an inch, and it threw me like 10 megahertz off frequency. It's like, oh, man, I had to put on a spectrum analyzer and tune it back to where it was, just so I can get it to work again. So, yeah, it can be a little tricky, but I'm sure you'll get it to work. It's pretty much straightforward. Yeah, I love the DV4 Mini. I don't go on DMR with it very much either. I use it mainly for Fusion. I listen to Fusion. And D-Star works great on D-Star. And believe it or not, it works on P25 as well. You know, I have a P25 radio. But there's not that much activity on it. There's more activity on the Fusion side.
Yeah, I did buy a second DV4 Mini. And I haven't used it yet. I do remember reading that you could get more than one device. In fact, the manufacturer claimed that you could have a USB hub and have a whole bunch of these to get it to work in the same computer. I plugged it in. It didn't work. So I'm going to have to, like, do a little reading and see if there's some tricks to get that to work. And if not, I'll get a Raspberry Pi, the latest one, the version 3, and set that up so it'll have its own computer. I always keep the Raspberry Pi on. When I scan, K2SRT's repeater is on room 84 on the second reflector, for C4FM. Oh, incidentally, yeah, he's going to be on, he's going to also set up a Wires X link. On the next go-around, let me give you a couple pointers so you can learn from the mistakes I made on the Wires X.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I have a lot of reading to do. I printed out the manual, put it in the binder already. So I had to sit there and read that.
One of the mistakes, you know, it came with, did yours come with, they started shipping with the ferrites that you put in the USB cable. Did yours ship with that, those ferrites?
Yes, they did. And if by chance they didn't, that's why when I go to Hamfest, I usually buy small ones just for that reason. I'm well aware of that problem.
Yeah, well, it's good to install those. One of the problems with Wires X, it works and then it doesn't work. And that problem is tends to be about RF. I found on 2 meters, on 440 it always worked, and on 2 meters, sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't work, most of the time it wouldn't work, and it was frequency dependent. And I didn't install the ferrite cores. When I put them in, that problem happened a lot less, okay? So definitely install those ferrites, and that's one of the things that you have to do. And you've already got the software installed, so that's good. Really, to set up the node, all you have to do is pick out a room. There's some good ones that you're already familiar with, like LA. Look, I can send you the DTMF tones, just so you have some. But if you poke around, you'll see. And it's pretty straightforward. And you have your option. You can use it either as a standalone node, or you can use it to link another repeater, or you can use it to either an RF link to a repeater or direct connect to the as we're mentioning, directly you link it to the repeater itself. W2LGB, WA2UMB.
Hey, very good, W2LGB. Yeah, I already have a room in the node number, so that's all set up already. I just have to look into interfacing this thing with the FT1, which I have sitting around here doing nothing. So that'd be a perfect link radio, low power, and just leave it running, you know. Hook it up, I'll just take a battery case. I'll buy the AA battery or AAA battery cases that you get with that thing and just wire it in for make a power supply out of it and plug it into 12 volts and just leave it there. And I could sit there all happy and content for, you know, running what, 100 milliwatts as a link radio. But that'd be great, so I'll play around with it. I want to see. And then I got to call Yesu back. They told me I have to make an appointment to send it in as a big wait. So, you know, I don't want to send my repeater out and get it back 6 months later. That's really not very cool, so I could use the link radio in a case like that.
Okay, sounds like you're well on your way. And once you get the Wires X going, it's not bad. There's a lot of pitfalls starting up. One of them was that RF issue. And that drives some people crazy because it's kind of unclear why it works sometimes and not the others. So, I think you'll have some fun with it once you get it going. Okay, I won't hold it. Got to make a phone call. And with that, I wish you good evening. Say 73 for now. Turn it back to you for your final. W2LGB, WA2UMP.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I never even spoke to Amy today. I've just been so busy here, so... And it's too late to give her a call. I'm sure I'll hear about it tomorrow. Oh, well. Priorities, radio. Anyway, all right, very good. Jim, always good to talk to you. And if you need help with that circuit, let me know. I'll see what I can come up with over here. I'll look around tomorrow when I get to work. I'll look around and see what comes up with the RF switching, you know, see what's available out there. All righty, have a good night. And I did get get the application in the mail yesterday. I'm going to fill it out. It's going back out to you guys, so you'll be getting it probably by Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, have a good evening. WA2UMP, W2LGB, 73.
Okay, 73, Larry. Good talking to you as always. W2LGB, W82UMB, off and clear.